is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you here with me for the conversation today. We live in a world now where mere accusations and political pressure can lead to special counsels and investigations, even though there is no proof of any wrongdoing. That's what's happening currently with the Donald Trump administration. Now, a special counsel has been named. Robert Mueller, the former director of the FBI, will be in charge of an investigation into alleged collusion with the Russians during the Trump campaign, though investigations have been going on for months and there's not a shred of evidence that there's truth anywhere. The Democrats and the media have pushed so hard that finally, Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, caved in on Wednesday, announced he had named special counsel to investigate this alleged collusion or influence in the 2016 presidential election. He said, "My decision is not a finding that crimes have been committed or that any prosecution is warranted," which is nice, but completely irrelevant. It also comes after James Comey claims to have kept memos of conversations he had with President Donald Trump, where he says Trump talked to him about, you know, moving on from the Michael Flynn investigation. Of course, this happened after Flynn had been fired. And you know what a memo is proof of? Absolutely nothing. My next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg here. Congressman, welcome to the program as always.
Good to be with you, and it truly is interesting times around here.
It's disappointing to me. But let me start with this. Much more disappointing, the comments of your colleague, Justin Amash, who has apparently joined forces with the likes of Nancy Pelosi and says that impeachment is warranted if there's any truth here. Of course, there's no proof of anything being done wrong, which is why it's called a special counsel and not a special prosecutor, though the networks continue. Those that are opposed to Donald Trump use the term special prosecutor, although it's completely inaccurate. But what about Justin Amash, your colleague, your supposed Republican colleague who is using the impeachment term? I think it's remarkable.
Yeah, I'm not certain. I haven't talked with Justin about why he made that statement. I guess we'll leave it to him and his constituents who elected him to serve. But I've always felt that we have processes here that have worked well for the life of our country. And people elect me and others like me to do for them what representatives are supposed to do. And if indeed we're calling for special actions, it ought to come as a result of clear evidence saying we can't get to the bottom of it with the tools we have. We need someone else.
But there is no proof of that, and yet this is what's happening anywhere. And here's the problem, Congressman. The people's business will not get done. We're not going to see tax reform. We are not going to see Obamacare repealed and replaced. We're not going to see the business rate drop to 15% and spur this economy on. All we see is a frenzied attack on this president because the Democrats remain angry. And my question is there anything that people like yourself can do, or is it completely out of everybody's hands now that Robert Mueller is there, and that's it, and that'll be the complete distraction for the next 2 years?
That's my concern. When we look back on Irangate, the Iran-Contra issue, look back on Watergate, we look back on a number of things. It always ends up being a circus that takes place, and in the end, nothing much comes from it. But that is what it is. And so in the meantime, guys like myself are going to have to keep our eyes on the responsibilities we have and move forward, and that's with the tax reform issue, that's with the appropriations process, which infrastructure development, and yes, continuing to move the ball forward on the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
This is exactly what the Democrats wanted. Stop the Republican agendas at any cost. It doesn't matter about the truth, not the truth. It matters not. It matters to them to stop the agenda, which is rolling back taxes, rolling back regulation, rolling back Obama-era nonsensical legislation, all of these things. Thankfully, Neil Gorsuch has already made it to the Supreme Court. And my understanding is we will get a replacement nominee from the president today to replace James Comey, who, by the way, was the most hated man on the from the Democrats right up until Donald Trump fired him, at which point he apparently became a folk hero.
Yeah, they of course, were calling for his firing. And it all changes. So, that I mean, it proves it is purely political. Remember, that's the left side. They do not want what this country is all about. And that was what was so frustrating. They could not believe that Hillary Clinton would be defeated for president. So they thought they'd have the third term of Barack Obama to continue on the agenda that he put forward through fairly significantly. That didn't happen, and they're angry. And it shows up in town hall meetings. It shows up in the trying to shut down the efforts in our offices around the country. And it will continue. But I want your listeners to understand that America is still a place where people of goodwill and patriotism for America and understanding of its basic values can continue to move it forward. And so while we'll have hurdles to go over, yes, you're right, Steve. I mean, they're going to try to block everything. But that should not stop us from attempting to keep moving forward. And, you know, when I was in the White House with President Trump a week and a half ago, celebrating, and I think rightfully so, that we'd kept our promise, we moved forward the first part of the repealer in place out of the House, sent it to the Senate. It's there now, and the pressure needs to get on our senators to do the right thing. We only need 51 votes to complete this process and get it to the president. And let's keep doing it, not back off. I think the other side will show themselves for who they are.
Well, they do every time, and I think that they're playing a very dangerous game. Be careful what you wish for. It's one thing to sit there and scream for a special prosecutor and bang the gong and clang, clang, clang. Now you've got a special counsel, not a prosecutor, special counsel, Robert Mueller. It concerns me that the Democrats are all cheering Robert Mueller, but then again, they cheered James Comey when he cleared Hillary Clinton in July 5th of 2016, and then they hated him after that. It's all about politics. But the Democrats must be very careful what they wish for, because if the people's business does not get done, if we do not get tax reform, if we do not secure our southern border, if we do not get the economy rolling in the way that people voted for Donald Trump to do, in the next election, it could very well be the Democrats that pay a high price like the Republicans did in 1998 when they fooled around with impeachment with Bill Clinton and ended up losing the House, and Newt Gingrich was no longer Speaker, and you know the rest of the story.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and that's, again, why in a program like this, communications like this, we all want to make sure that our governmental system runs right, that people behave and do the right things, nothing is violated, but in the end, we've got to recognize that there are politics, and in the process of that, the right side has to move forward, and we're gonna keep doing that. And ultimately, I hope the people will see that one side is being obstructionist to a fault and at the expense of the success of this great country.
Again, I come back and I say not just one side. You've got John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Justin Amash, among others, who seem just as pleased to be obstructionist and to attack Donald Trump any chance they get. Hold your thought right there, Congressman. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District right after this break on the Steve Gruber Show.